guys, welcome back to the Mary Valone Show. I'm your host, Mary Valone, and this is episode 61. Today's episode is about how to end the lack and scarcity mindset. I know, like, this is the very thing that keeps me up at night. This is the thing that I think about all of the time because it comes up in conversation so much when I'm talking to nonprofit leaders. So why is it that we live in such a state of lack and scarcity? Why do our nonprofits feel like we cannot raise the money we need to fulfill our mission? There's something that's happening in the minds of our leaders that are causing this mindset. And that's why I wanted to talk about it today. So let's jump right in. So I wanted to talk on this particular topic specifically because I encourage every one of you guys to have a really strong mission and vision statement. And so my mission, as I've shared with you guys before, is to educate, encourage, and empower nonprofit and ministry leaders to raise the funds they need to fulfill their mission. So as always, I want you guys to raise the money that you need so that you can go after that mission that you so desperately are shooting for, that you're working towards every single day. So I want you to have the funds to do that. And so that's why I'm here. That's why you're listening. That's why I'm talking to you right now, is because I want to educate, encourage, and empower you. So, but all of that being said is that I want to have, you know, in addition to this really strong mission statement, I also want to have a really strong vision statement. And so for those of you who have worked through the mission and vision statements with me in the past, is that the mission is what you're going to do, what you're doing. And the vision is your end state. In a perfect world, what does everything look like if you fulfilled your mission? And so my vision is that we would end the lack and scarcity mindset, that we would have, that all of our nonprofit and ministry leaders would have an abundance mindset, that we would not be the people who are stopping our nonprofits from raising more funds. Because I think it's really easy for us to blame the economy, to blame the community, to blame maybe a competitor, somebody who's doing similar work to what we're doing, and just say, well, those are the reasons why we're not successful. Maybe the event that we're putting on no longer is exciting and people just don't want to come. So we keep blaming all of these external things that are happening to our cause. And instead, I want us to start thinking about, why do we as an industry, this is not just you as a nonprofit, this is our entire industry. It is an epidemic. And I say this to every single nonprofit I work with, is that the poverty mentality is an epidemic in our organizations and in our ministries across the country and around the world. And I think it's purely because our nonprofits were created, you know, really to fill the gaps. You know, if our communities were really doing everything that they could, we probably wouldn't even need our nonprofits. But you guys are so desperately needed, because if you don't do it, who will? And so that's why you're so important. But I don't know. I mean, during my time working specifically in larger nonprofits, there was always this sense that we were inferior to the local businesses, that these Fortune 500 companies or Fortune 1000, Fortune 100, whatever, that they were above, that these guys were the ones that were leading change in the world, you know, that somehow that they had some sense of authority over our nonprofits. And I don't know where that came from, but I'm here to say that we've got to change it. And the only way that we're going to change the lack and scarcity mindset is if our leaders make a decision that we're no longer going to live that way, that we're no longer going to run our nonprofits that way. And so I'm talking to you today, because I believe that you guys can help fulfill my vision, that we could end the lack and scarcity mindset, that we have the decision, we have the ability to make that decision to change this. And our nonprofits can raise as much money as we want to raise. We just, as the leaders of these organizations, need to decide that we are going to do it. It's as simple as that. We are making the decision that we're going to do it. You know, when I was trying to raise the funds for, you know, to put on my huge event. I mean, I had it in my mind that every single day I was working towards $1 million, but I knew it was possible. And the reason why I knew it was possible was because I saw somebody else had done it. And I think that that's really the big deal when it comes to nonprofits and businesses, is that in the business world, there's a lot of examples of people doing business really well. We like to look at all of the, you know, major business leaders of our country and around the world, and can really look up to them and say, oh, I want to be like them someday. But when it comes to the nonprofit industry, there's not as many high profile individuals where we're saying, oh, I want to be like them someday. And so we have to become those leaders. We have to be the ones that people are looking to and saying, oh, I want to be like that someday. We want to be the organization that's going to come in and we're going to change the world. We're going to change our industry so that this is no longer going to take over our communities. You know, so many of you guys are working in healthcare and education and ministry and, you know, all sorts of different industries. And people are looking to you as the leader in that industry. You know, you are the ones that know what's going on. You know why the challenges are there. You know, I mean, if you're dealing with poverty or incarceration or drugs or addiction or, you know, you name it, suicide and, you know, pregnancy and whatever, all these things that are happening in the world, you guys are the experts when it comes to that industry and to that field. And so I want right now for you to stand strong in the fact that you are the leader in that specific industry, that you are the authority when it comes to this because you've watched it every single day. You know what's going through the minds of the people that you serve. And so you bring something really, really important to the table. And other people are looking to you as the leader in that. So if you don't have the confidence and you feel like you're inferior to the people who are in your community or to the leaders around you, well, there's going to be a good chance that you're going to be living in this lack and scarcity mindset. And people are not going to look at you as an authority, even though you are. And so here's the thing, is that I want you just to make a decision that you're not going to allow these thoughts to go through your mind. So I'm going to talk about three different statements that I want you to eliminate from your mind right now so that you can end the lack and scarcity mindset today. Okay. I know that these statements are so ingrained in your mind. They're so ingrained in the way that you do your nonprofit work. But I'm going to encourage you today to, when you catch yourself saying these things, that you would immediately replace them with new statements. And I'm going to give you those new statements as well. Okay. So the three things I want you to eliminate, the three statements that you can no longer say, okay, we're going to make a pact that we are not going to say these things anymore. Okay. So the three statements I want you to eliminate is I hope. Okay. I hope that we can raise more money. I hope that we can cure cancer. I hope that we can help save lives. I hope that we can get these kids off the streets. We're going to eliminate I hope. And we're going to change that to I will. We will. We are. Okay. So I'm going to talk more about those three statements, but the ones that I want you to eliminate is I hope is the first one. The second one is I can't. I can't do that. I can't do it because da, 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 da. You're going to list off all these reasons why you can't do it. Oh, I can't do it because the economy is bad. Oh, I can't do it because nobody's going to come. I can't do it because this, whatever. I can't. No, no, no. I can. Okay. I can. And I will, you know, back to that, I will, we will, do this. We are doing this, okay? So we're going to eliminate I hope, and we're going to eliminate I can't. And the third one is I need more money. I need a fully funded budget. I need to make sure that these people show up to our event. I need. Okay, well, that's great that you need, right? But needing something doesn't mean that it's going to happen, okay? So whenever we say, I need X amount of dollars, I want you to turn around and start talking about better ways of doing this, okay? So in our minds, we start to run these thoughts, this I hope, I can't, I need. And it just puts us in a weird poverty mentality. It's just a weird thing. And I know that they're just words, but words have meaning. And if you start saying things over and over in your head that you hope that things will happen, you know, that you, it just can't possibly happen. I just can't imagine that we would be able to do that. And I need this to happen. Otherwise this. And you just start letting all these negative thoughts come into your mind. And we have to start thinking in a way where we are the authority. We are the ones that are doing it. You know, one of my clients for a long time, he kept on saying that we're going to do this, you know, because there's a lot of times where you can't do something until you have the money to do it. And so it's easy just to say, we're going to do X. You know, when we have the money, we're going to go and we're going to do this. But instead, I need you to start to say that we are doing this. We are changing lives. We've already done it. We're already seeing the changes that are happening in the lives that we're impacting. And the reason why you're even doing the work that you're doing is because change is happening, because you know it works. You're confident that the things that you are implementing are making a difference. And so that's what I want for you, is to just really stand in the fact that you are doing these things, that you are impacting the world. And so, okay, so I just talked about the three things that I want you to remove. So the I hope, I can't, and I need. And I know that the I need statement is one of those that is used quite a bit when it comes to raising funds, because people just say, what do you need? Okay, so I'm fine with you saying to somebody when they ask you, okay, tell me what you need. I'm fine with you saying, okay, we need a new car, we need this. But I'm more thinking about in your day-to-day activities, when you start to say that you need something, that, you know, that's where I want you to change your mentality a little bit. Okay, so the three statements that I want you to say is that I will, I can, and I am. Okay, we will. We can, we are. So, and that's, you know, the I am statement is probably the most powerful statement that we can make, you know, that I am, and standing in whatever it is that you want to accomplish. You know, like I thought to myself a lot as I was raising the funds, you know, that we are going to build, we are building, we built, you know, like starting to look in the past and saying, like, we just built the largest fundraising event this town has ever seen. And I told people, I want you on board because we are doing this. It's happening with or without you. We are going to change lives. And so making sure that we continue to build on these positive statements to say that, you know, I am doing this. I am changing lives. You know, that we are eliminating homelessness. We are going to change the way that things are done here in our community. And people will believe that because people buy into big vision. And so when I say we are going to end the lack and scarcity mindset, and we are going to have an abundance mindset, that's what I'm doing every single day, is I am working to share that with each and every one of you, is that if you want to do something, you absolutely can. Look back on the history of your life. Look back at all the things that you've accomplished with your organization, with your family, with anything that you've accomplished in your own personal life. Look back at the plan and the process, how you actually accomplished the things that matter the most in life to you. And the reason why you accomplished it was because you had this mentality that you will, that you can, and that you are. You know, that those things, I used to say, I am a graduate of, and you know, I went to the campus that I went to is Missouri State University. I mean, I never thought for one second that I would not graduate. Like, that wasn't even a thought that came through my mind. Like, I went to college, I was going to graduate in 4 years, and I knew exactly when that was going to happen. I knew May of 2002, I was going to wear the cap and gown, and I was going to receive my diploma, that degree was going to be in my hands. And I knew May of 2002, I knew it over and over. I was working towards that every single day. I didn't have any lack or scarcity mindset around the fact that that was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. I mean, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that I was going to marry my husband. The moment that I met him, I knew with confidence that he was the person for me. And the thing is that some of this stuff takes time. It takes time to let it kind of sit. But we have to have a confidence that we are capable of doing this. And so the only way we're going to eliminate and end the lack and scarcity mindset is if we have a confidence that there is more than enough out there for us. And to be honest with you, money is really not that big of a deal. You know, we put so much power, so much energy into the dollars, but really it's just paper. You know, think back years and years and years ago, it wasn't even paper. Paper wasn't how we exchanged, currency. It used to be coins, it used to be cattle. I mean, like, you can add value. I know some people like to exchange gold and, you know, maybe it's stocks and bonds and whatever else. Maybe it's real estate, but there's value in the things that we have. And so money is just, it's just a thing. It's no different than a brick that builds a building. It's just a thing. And so sometimes we need cash and sometimes we need people and sometimes we need resources. We need people, you know, to volunteer their time and their energy. We need people to go and be sent and to be the hands and feet to wherever we are trying to reach and the people that we're trying to serve. So the value that we place in money is just so fleeting. And so I want us to stop thinking that there's only so much money and that money is the only thing that we need, because it's so totally not the case. We need way more than that. And that's why I like to put my energy and my focus on engaging people into my cause to where it's like, okay, we want you on board. It doesn't matter how much money you bring to the table. Obviously, we want you to invest your money, because if you care about something, your money will always follow. Your time and money will always follow. Okay, think about my example here of graduating from Missouri State University. My time, my money, my resources, everything was invested in those 4 years of graduating. So I spent a lot of money to get that degree. I spent a lot of time in those classrooms. I spent a lot of energy studying and learning and making sure that my whole life revolved around this one goal. And so what happened? I graduated. You know, it's not by chance that I had invested everything. I mean, I moved away from my hometown of, you know, I grew up in North Dakota, moved to Missouri because I wanted to get a specific degree from this university. And so what happened? I revolved my whole life around it and made sure that it happened. That is what we want people to do when it comes to our causes. We don't just want their money. What if people, you know, just wrote checks to universities, but they never actually went and got their degree? Like, what good would that institution be if nobody left and actually made something of themselves? What if they never learned anything? What if it was just a money exchange and that was it? There were no results that came out of it. It would be worthless. It would be a waste of time. It would be a waste of even them even being in existence. So think through your cause and realize that, I mean, you're way more than just an organization that needs money. You have a huge mission to fulfill. So you need a lot of people to come alongside you, you know, so that you can actually make this thing happen. So these statements, that lack and poverty mentality that you have going on in your head, has got to go out the door, because there is more than enough money. There's more than enough resources to end and eliminate and to fulfill the vision that you have for your cause. So right now you have to decide that your cause is worth it, that you are worth it, that you are confident that when somebody invests in the work that you do, that they will get so much more out of this thing than just a money transaction. And I know that this whole pie mentality, this whole, you know, oh, there's only so much money, and if somebody else gets it, that means that there's no money for me. And I understand that if you're trying to get grants from the government or you're trying to get money from specific companies or organizations, yeah, they only have so much money to give out, and they may or may not give it to you. But why do we have to get so locked in that the only way that we can get those funds is from those sources? Now, there are an enormous amount of resources that are out there. There are so many people that fly under the radar, that live in your community, that have so much money sitting in their bank account. They just don't know you exist. They just don't even know you. And so instead of just getting so locked into, oh, these are the only buckets of money that I can go after, start thinking through, what is it going to take for us to actually raise the dollars that we need? And then we're gonna bring those people into our cause. And we're not going to be so locked into the fact that they have to give us X amount of dollars or else we don't want them. Because I know that as I worked with some of these large organizations and these large, you know, like people who had a lot of influence and affluence, well, I mean, their contacts, their resources, you know, the impact that they could make on our cause was so much bigger than the first check that they gave to us. And that first check was just really like that introduction into our cause. And once they said yes financially, it was like, wow, they believe in us. And it was one of those things where it was like, it just opened up the door to say, okay, they want to be a part of this. But it will either be somebody's time, resources, or money that they come in with, first of all, and then the others will follow. So when we're thinking about, oh, there's only, we have to get cash from them or else they're not going to come on board. Well, that's just not the case. And that's just silly. You know, thinking about, you know, any relationship that you have with a friend or a spouse or a significant other is that, where did it all start? You know, it started with an introduction and then it moved on to spending more time together. And then maybe it moved on to gifts and, you know, celebrating holidays together. And then eventually it turned into a much more serious relationship. I mean, think about your best friend. I mean, like, you would drop anything for your best friend. And how did that happen? How did you even get to the place where your best friend and you are so close that no matter what happens in life with them, that you would drop anything for them? It's because you spent so much time together. It's because you love them. You care about them so much that you want them to succeed. That right there is the relationships that I want for your cause. I want people who love your cause so much that they will drop everything to make sure that you succeed. You don't have to hide all the dirty laundry that's going on in your cause. They actually know what's going on because they've been with you on the journey. So they know the challenges that you're faced. So you don't have to try and create this perfect image of how things are going with your organization. You can live in this abundance state where you're just saying, hey, we want you on board. We want you in this with us. And they say, yeah, like, we understand. We know what it's going to take to make sure that you fulfill your vision and your mission. So this is my message to you, is just going back to those three statements that I want you to eliminate: the I hope, I can't, and I need. And I really want you to start thinking about the I will, I can, and I am. You know, the I am statement, once again, is the most powerful statement that we can make about our cause and about us personally. And it's got to start with us as the leader of our organizations to stop saying that we are less than the businesses or the other nonprofits in our community. We are the only ones who are doing what we do. I know your organization, you as an individual, are the only one who's doing the work that you're doing. It doesn't matter whether or not somebody's doing it in a different community. It doesn't matter if there's something similar that's going on in a different part of the world. You are the only one who's doing the work that you do in the community that you live in the geographic location, in the demographic that you serve. You are the only one. And if you are living with lack and scarcity as your primary sense of the way that you're thinking, you are doing your people a huge disservice. Because they are counting on you to provide the funds, to ensure that the resources are available, and that people are investing the time into this cause to ensure that it is a success. So this is my message to you today, is that I want you to right now flip the switch and start thinking abundance. Start thinking about how many people are in your community who want to invest in the things that you're doing. And start talking about that. Stop those conversations in your boardrooms. Stop those conversations in your meetings about lack and scarcity. We're going to start talking about the opportunities that exist. What are we going to do to create new opportunities for people to come and find us? How can somebody find you that wants to give to your cause, that wants to invest in this particular topic? And then let's talk about it. Let's talk about it in a positive way. You know, my hope today, you know, and I mean, for me talking to you guys, is that I show up here week after week because I know without a shadow of a doubt that we can change this mindset, that we can, that we can live a way that our nonprofits can really stand out and be really, really impactful if we would just have the same confidence. I think through some of, what a business meeting looks like in the community that I live in. You know that those people are showing up. They're having those meetings on Monday morning, and they're talking about, what are we going to do this week? How are we going to impact the dollars that walk in this door? And I feel like there is such an, almost maybe on the other side, an arrogance that we are the best. We are the best. And I want you, as a nonprofit leader, to be thinking that same way, with that same confidence, that we are the best. We're the best at what we do. We are the best. And people want to be a part of what we're doing. We are going to, and we are changing. We're changing lives. And people want to be a part of what we're doing. So this is my encouragement to you today. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are changing the world, one volunteer and $1 at a time. So go get it, and let's go raise a whole heck of a lot of money, because it's just sitting out there waiting for us. We just got to go ask for it. So go ask for it today. All right, go change the world, one volunteer, $1 at a time. Bye.